This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here as we launch into the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Barack Obama pushing the idea of federalizing the police. Now, at this point, they're not saying that the local police departments would become a federal police force, in that, you know, branding would change or anything like that. You know, your local cops will now all of a sudden start calling themselves the U.S. Marshals or the FBI. But the proposal is that there's this report from the President's Task Force on 21st Century Policing. This report says that the federal government should federalize police training and practices, meaning that the standards essentially will be coming down from the federal government, and they intend to use federal lawsuits, grants, as well as threats to cut federal aid in order to get local police departments to jump into line and to obey these federal mandates. Because in theory, if a local police department or state government or local government were to tell the federal government, you know what? Yeah, you can take your grants and go shove them where the sun don't shine.
Or the sun don't shine.
Either way. You can shove them because we don't want to have to be obedient to you federal goons. If there was actually a police department who did that, I don't think the federal government could force their mandates upon them. If all they could really do is say, well, you're not getting any more grants from us, and we're going to cut any kind of funding that you are currently receiving. And if the department's willing to go through that, they would still have the ability to set their own standards.
The feds have claimed that they're going to use the targeted lawsuits against departments, and they have been doing that up to this point. I think that this is just an expansion of an existing program that we're reading about here. But wouldn't you be afraid as a department that the federal government, if they had, usurped the power of 75% of the departments around America at this point, or maybe more, wouldn't you be afraid that they would just begin to target you if you said, we're going to remain independent?
Target you for investigations and things like that?
Investigations. I'm talking about arrests. It's not like law. I mean, law has been used against law enforcement, too. And as they say S flows downhill, right? Local police departments might be above us, but they're not. They're only one step above us.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Captain Ned calling from a watery location. You're on Free Talk Live, Captain Ned.
Hey guys, it's so hard to decide which rabbit hole to jump down with you. You know, it's really tough. But that, I'll take the Poppy Fields in Afghanistan one. But that guy who called from Indy, the Uber driver, he's exactly right. He's 1,000% right. The Midwest has become one gigantic sanctuary city. It's just truly horrifying. But anyway, you guys are right about the Poppy thing, and you know, everybody thinks the founding fathers are spinning in their graves about the Second Amendment, you know, being taken away. They're never taking the guns here, man. There's probably well over 300 million, I'd say over 600 million guns here, easy. And that's how this place was set up. This is a republic. It is not a democracy, okay? A democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting for what's for dinner. A republic is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote. Okay.
Now, that's cute, but really, I mean, come on.
The lambs have not yet contested the vote.
Yeah, and further, there's plenty of republics in the world, including the People's Republic of North Korea and the People's Republic of China.
I know where you're going, but hey, real quick. So, Afghanistan. Okay, those hillbillies, okay, and I might not like the Muslims all that much, but they've run out three superpowers. We're the third one. That was Russia's Afghanistan. That was Russia's Vietnam.
Vietnam. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, we are just we've been run out of there. All we're doing is guarding our little share of the poppy fields, and you're exactly right. But what's going on there is, what I'm trying to say is, you cannot, the United States, Russia had no terms of engagement. They threw everything at those boys. Let me remind everybody, Osama bin Laden was our poster boy. That was our guy over there. We gave him shoulder-fired missiles to shoot down the Russian helicopters, and they told us to go pound it, okay? So to think that you could take the guns from these hillbillies and rednecks here, it's the founding fathers are like pigs in mud. They're not rolling in their graves. This worked out exactly like they thought it would, and the hillbillies here are just like the Afghan hillbillies, and the hillbillies here, Google up bloody footprints at Valley Forge. Those guys fought with no boots in freezing weather. That is the American spirit. Nobody's taking these guns.
You may be right. Maybe the hillbillies would fight back against gun confiscation, but what we saw after Hurricane Katrina was people handing it over.
Well, that was a real small-scale thing. That was just propaganda. You try and disarm these boys here, it's not going to happen, brother.
All right, man. I tend to agree with you that Americans are, as a whole, not going to be disarmed, but you got the people in Connecticut, gun owners stood in line for hours to register their firearms with the law changes a couple years ago.
And some of them didn't. Some of them still are holding right. What are now illegal guns. Look, gun confiscation isn't going to come in one fell swoop.
That's
the
true.
Government may be stupid, but they're not that stupid.
Thanks, Captain Ned, for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
It's the frog in the pot analogy. I don't think, by the way, that you can actually cook frogs this way. But, you know, the idea is they turn the temperature up a little bit by a little bit, and they do little things. Right now, they're all upset about AR-15s because somebody used a gun that wasn't an AR-15 to shoot people in Orlando. I don't know what kind of gun this shooter used in Dallas, but we'll probably hear about that, too. Mm-hmm. And then you hear, you know, now I'm hearing everybody being all upset about bump firing. Do you know what this is, Ian?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is when you can, you know, take a gun and use the power of its recoil to sort of make it fire quickly.
Yeah, I've done that with an AK-47 before. It's fun.
Yeah.
You can't hit anything.
Can't hit anything. I mean, bump firing looks amazing for video, but, you know, if fully automatic was useful... They'd actually, soldiers don't do that. When you have a squad, they have a couple of guys with fully automatic big rifles, but they're for support. They're to cover the guys who are actually doing the killing. And the people doing the killing are firing 3-round bursts.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We're going to go to Ricky in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Gentlemen, Ian, Mark, I love you. I owe you one, Mark.
What's that about?
Good evening, gentlemen. Simple equation, and great show tonight. Great show tonight. Simple equation. Ignorance plus stupid and Ralph equals a solution.
Ignorance plus stupid and Ralph equals a solution. Are you talking about Ralph from New Jersey, our regular caller?
Ralph from New Jersey, and that's very important, if I may.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay. First, we'll start with ignorance. Ignorance, definition, lack of knowledge.
Yep.
Now, if people who have, and tonight's a good example of this, people who have the knowledge can educate those who are ignorant, well, they won't be ignorant. They will have the knowledge. And
that's correct. Ignorance can be cured.
Anyway, now we're going to throw Ralph. We're going to throw Ralph into this. Ralph mentioned a couple of things. He's from the Philippines. He also mentioned his age. Now, Ralph got his education that he needed in the Philippines. As far as his, you know, he has his Obama race problem, you know. Now, and also, I'm sure he
It's not uncommon, by the way, for people in the Philippines to hate Black people, from what I understand. It's sort of a thing, I guess, for some of the racists over there. Racists in the Philippines hate Black people.
Right,
why?
Right.
I don't know why. You can look it up.
Do Black people live there?
Well, I think I might have an answer.
Okay.
But that's good. That's when we get to the second part. Now then you got stupid. You see, here's the thing. You have stupid. Definition of stupid. Lacking in intelligence. And common sense.
Right. Okay, that's something that can't be cured. No amount of information can cure stupid. You got to wrap this up fast, man.
Okay, but then the third, Ralph was in, Ralph, Ralph is very calculated about his call, you know.
I don't know if he's that calculated. He sort of calls about the same thing over and over again, but this might be a better call for when he actually does call the show. Ricky, thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-689-2939. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests, this is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-689-2939. 1-800-689-2939.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We invite you to join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Federalizing the police, it's not going to make things better. It's not going to make things more fair. It's not going to make the police more humane. In fact, probably going to make things worse. Because one size does not fit all. The idea that there should only be one set of standards ignores the idea that people are different. People in different areas are different. There are different educational curriculums that need to be applied to different individuals, for instance. Even police.
Yeah, different people need different things, and different groups of people are going to need different things. Certainly, I get the idea of guidelines, but frankly, nothing beats good leadership.
So that's one of the proposals that's on the table. What's your proposal to solve the problem of police abuse? You can share your thoughts with us here. It's Ian and Mark in the studio in our beautiful Keene, New Hampshire studios. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We got DeWitt on the line in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hello, DeWitt.
Yes, how you doing?
Hey there, you're on the air.
It was my first time listening, first time caller. It was very interesting. But I, as an African American, I'd like for people to know that there are more young black men going to college than there are in jail. And, you know, when you hear, you know, these certain code words and the butts and all this stuff like that, no, what they need to understand is there are more young black men being killed by the police. Percentage-wise, and we only like 11% of the population as a black people.
I shared earlier, if you didn't hear it, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I probably wasn't listening to it earlier. But what I'm saying, you know, it seems to me that people, because of the talk shows, there's so much hate going on. I can, you know, and I'm not, whether you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, or conservative, it's just so much mess to divide the people. And when people are living this life and they're being gunned down by the police, I happened to witness in Columbus, Ohio, a young man that was visiting from New Orleans. He was going to a wedding and a graduation. He was gunned down at 12:25 on his daughter's birthday. He called at 12:05 that night, and he was dead in 20 minutes. Okay.
He called the police, and the police came and killed him?
No, he called his daughter. He called from Columbus, Ohio. He called to New Orleans, right? To wish his daughter happy birthday. 20 minutes later, he's dead. The police said they noticed the car. They said the car looked suspicious. All right, it had Louisiana plates on it, okay? So they said that they thought it was a drug deal going on, right? And then all this was on the news about a drug deal. Then all of a sudden they said, well, that wasn't true. The cops made it up. When they want to stop you, they'll use any excuse to stop.
They sure will.
And see, that's what people don't understand. And I've been stopped before, and I know what they do. They said my car fit the description of a stolen car, but I called the police department to speak to the supervisor to find out and found that it wasn't true, and the cop got reprimanded. So when people in doubt about something...
Ooh, a reprimand, right? Oh, yeah. They gave him a stern talking to. That'll stop him in the future, won't it?
Yeah, but let me say this, you know, and we really, you know, as far as, you know, blacks or even whites, I know some whites that got killed by police too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not saying that they haven't, but when you look at the percentage and how we are stopped, how we are questioned, if you're white, you don't really understand that, you know what I mean? But don't take it negative, because blacks have a lot of respect for police officers. I have cousins and uncles that were in the police department. I have respect for their job. And nobody's picking on police. It's sad that these police got killed in Houston, you know what I mean? But at the same token...
Dallas,
wherever.
Dallas, Texas, you know. But the same token, now you looked at the young guys that was carrying the guns. The black guys were carrying the guns at the march and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now this is Texas. This is how you roll in Texas. So
yeah.
When people see a
There's
black person carrying a gun...
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I'm going to defend all day long somebody's right to carry a gun, and I'm not going to start saying...
And I agree with you.
Yeah,
and you know
it's
what?
Crazy.
But this is what I want to say, though. When people show me one thing that the president said he's going to take away their guns, I mean, that's a lie right there. So people should not spread that unless they got facts. What I heard him say is that he wants to tighten up on the gun laws, having people have some serious background checks. And people that live in right and that don't have no felonies, don't have no records, don't have no mental issues, that shouldn't even be the problem.
See, the thing is, DeWitt, I don't want the federal government to make decisions as to whether or not someone should be able to defend themselves. I realize that there's a lot of fear out there about crazy people with guns.
They're not defending yourself. See, that's where you're going wrong.
They are.
Telling them, That no, DeWitt. He didn't say that. Can you got? Do you got any proof you can show that?
Yeah, I can tell you right now, DeWitt.
The president never said that you don't have the right to defend yourself. He never said that.
He did. He did, and so has every other law enforcement person.
Can you play that? Can you play that tape tonight?
I don't have to. I'm a convicted felon. I'm 45 years old. I've been out of prison for 20 years.
I'm not trying to argue.
Just one second. I'm a convicted felon. I've been in prison for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I should be able to defend myself and defend my family. But the United States federal government, and by that logic, Barack Obama, too, say that I can't have a gun. So, yes, they're saying that I can't.
What state are you from?
I'm from Florida. I'm from Florida.
Okay, your state has the right to pardon you. And you have a right to be able to get a gun.
You tried that, Mark.
Yeah, I went in front of the governor and I spoke and I said, hey,
he's a Republican, ain't he?
At the time, he was. Yeah.
Okay,
and so am I.
The party doesn't matter.
No,
the political party's not an issue here.
No, what I'm saying is you have state laws, and the president can't change the state law. If you can't have a gun, it's because of the state law. Okay. Well,
if the federal government redefined what a pistol or rifle was, it would change things remarkably. What a firearm is, what they currently define a firearm is anything that was manufactured after 1898. They have a lot of latitude in
there. There's also a problem with a slippery slope. DeWitt, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate
hearing
from you.
Are you allowed to get your, what's the name, a sponge? Your felony, a sponge?
They wouldn't do it.
No, they won't do that.
Hey, thanks, DeWitt. I appreciate it, man. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The problem is with a slippery slope. If you let some government bureaucrat determine a set of rules, okay, felons, you can't have guns. These kind of crazy people, you can't have guns. You libertarians, you can't have guns. Eventually, they'll start to expand the definitions, expand the categories of who can't have the guns. And before you know it, you need to be some federally approved, armored personnel, or armored truck driver or something like that, diamond manufacturer or whatever, to have guns. And the average people just won't be able to do it. Look, they would probably say I've got oppositional defiance disorder. I don't like being told what to do. So, You're mentally imbalanced. You shouldn't be able to have a gun.
Historically, governments, and ours too, are not good at defending rights. They might be good. They might be, you might look at them for protection. And frankly, that's what they are. They're a protection service organization. And, we can argue about how good or bad they are at that. But they're not really good at rights. Every time something goes down, then rights need to be taken away from the public. That's the whole idea of order. The whole idea of societal order is we take some of your rights away from you, and in exchange we give you a safe society. But every time something goes wrong, which they failed to stop, then they say, it's the problem is your rights, so we need to take a few more and a few more. Do the people in the government want your guns? Yeah. Republican and Democrat, they do.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Bring up what you want here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
network reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE and bring up anything you want to discuss. Though most people have been discussing the situation with the police, variety of aspects of the police state to the people who've been fighting against the police. Several police have been shot to death over the last couple of days here in the United States. Some people are very gleeful about that. Others are pointing out that violence isn't going to solve the problem of violence. And I tend to agree with the latter group. I think peace is the solution. Unfortunately, I can understand why people are choosing violence. They're frustrated. They feel backed into a corner. They feel like there is no hope. There is no accountability. That even when you show video, which is the best way, in my opinion, to hold the police accountable, is to record video of it. Even when you get video of police abuse, in a lot of those cases, the police still get let off. They still don't face any kind of personal consequence or charges or criminal charges or anything like that. Even in some of the most egregious video that has been recorded of police abuse. So I get the frustration. There's got to be a better way. And, of course, federalizing the police is not the better way, which is one of the proposals coming, of course, from the federal government and the president's task force on looking into matters of policing. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, allows you to join us, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go back to the phones, to the fun. Barry is listening in Columbus, Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Barry.
How you doing?
Hey, great. Go ahead, sir.
I just hope that they'll realize that we need to come together, you know, because this police stuff been going on too long. And it hasn't changed anything, you know, but a lot of hate back and forth, back and forth. So the people are going to have to come together. And it ain't about, you know, whether you consider yourself a redneck or in the hood. It's about people coming together.
Because what's that going to look like?
What should they do when they come together?
Well, you know what? Because the more people know each other, the better off they are, you know?
Maybe yeah, I agree with you, 100%.
You know, maybe we need to have a reality show. Maybe Donald Trump will put that on after he loses the presidency. have a swipe show where somebody lives in the hood, goes to the rural area, you know, and go stay there for a while so they can
foot
share
swap.
Each other's experience.
Yeah,
yeah foot swap, you know, and they can share each other's experience. And they say, well, you know what? We're almost the same. We both living in poverty. We're both not making enough money, you know, so they'll see that there's a lot of differences. I mean, there's a lot of things that are more the same than it is differences.
I agree.
So I think, you know, I think people should realize that if we allow these rich cats, whether they're Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, to get us caught up in the mess, because they're going to stay rich. And we're still going to be fighting for minimum wage increase. So I think it's time for people, to, you know, to realize that this thing is bigger than this. It ain't about the politicians. It's about us, the people in America, whether you're low income or you middle income or whatever, you know, surviving to make it best for your family and yourself. So that's what we have to do as a people, come together.
Good suggestions,
I like
Harry.
That, Harry.
I appreciate where you're coming from here tonight. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
We need an internal student exchange program.
Internal student exchange,
right.
Meaning
rather than a foreign student exchange.
Yeah, okay.
Domestic student exchange.
Well, let's talk about what Barry's idea is a little bit further here, and then we'll continue with your calls and thoughts. Yeah, people are more similar than they are different, and one of the things that exaggerates the differences between people is the government, because the government wants you
and
to
the news.
Well, yeah, the news plays into it. The government wants you to believe that other people are different from you, not just the people down the street or on the other side of town or in the bad side of town, not just the people in the other part of the state or the country, but also people around the world. They want you to believe that they're different and inferior to you, or that they need to be controlled, or that they're trying to control you. Or they're a threat to you, so therefore you need to get them before they get you, and so on and so forth. So the government wants to pit groups against one another. The government wants to pit Americans against the people in Afghanistan. The government wants to pit blacks against whites. The government wants to pit gays against Christians. The government, you know, you can pit these different groups. As long as you're fighting each other, then you won't realize who the real problem is. The real threat to your freedoms aren't those other people in that group over there. It's the people calling themselves the state. That's the group of people who divides others. They're the ones who control everything. They control the money. They control the power. They control your business. Whether you live or die, they control your life. They can put you in a cage if they decide they don't like your politics. They don't like something that you're doing. You're threatening the status quo. You'll go away, just like Martin Luther King was made to go away. So the people in the state are the big threat to all of our freedoms. And if we could put aside those differences, as he was talking about there, then maybe we'd have a chance of seeing that crystal clear. And, of course, the police are the enforcement arm of the state. They're not the only part that's the problem. They're not the only problem. The police
are just normal folks.
The police are just doing their jobs, which is to enforce these stupid, bad, racist, in a lot of cases, laws that are put on the books by state representatives and U.S. representatives and, you know, the government guys. So that, I think, is a big project to inform people of what the state truly is, which is...
I don't know if the laws are racist. They may be divisive.
Are pretty racist. At the very least, you could argue that they were racist by their formation, like, for instance, marijuana prohibition, which absolutely, you know, they were using the fear that black men will have sex with, well, your white daughters.
They certainly mentioned Hispanics, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was absolutely a racist law. And it certainly has come out in racist sorts of enforcement of that particular law as well. Not to say that white people don't get arrested for drug possession. They certainly do. But all of this, you know, is a big project to inform people of their common humanity and how the government is standing in the way of bringing those people together. So we're part of that here on Free Talk Live and spreading the word of liberty. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and you can also join us. So that's where we're going next. Let's talk to Scott in Indiana, listening to WIBC. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Ian. I just wanted to bring in some numbers. And you did mention something that is true. There is some division going on here, and it's not just the government doing it. I would say the media is complicit, whether it is for sheerly cynical means, goals where they just want to draw page views by stirring up controversy, or because they just have they tend to have a bias. And what they're largely part of this is the lack of reporting of the full data. Now, you had a caller earlier, and he had a point. He's like, well, you know, more black people are killed proportionally to white people by population. But that, to just throw those numbers out, does not tell the full story. And that is the number of, unfortunately, and this will probably get me branded as a racist, but the numbers don't lie. They're right there. The number of offenses, particularly violent offenses in the black community, which unfortunately are very high. And it should be mentioned, and this is true also, unpleasant as it may be, that black people enormously more often die at the hands of other black people. And in fact, criminals tend to prey upon those within the racial community much more so than across racial communities. And part of this is the police are in these communities because they're trying to stop black people from killing other black people largely. And when that happens, there are going to be more confrontation.
Well, I think that there's – so I've got a couple of thoughts on this. I got you. And you know, what you've said, these are true statements, right? So I'm not going to, you know, brand you a racist or anything like that. But I got to say that it probably doesn't look good to these black communities when white people come in wearing badges telling them what to do. Maybe if you have a largely black municipality, you should hire from that municipality, a largely black police department. I mean, doesn't that make sense? How would you feel if I don't know where you live, but say you're in a municipality that is largely white and your whole police department's black? It'd be a little weird.
Well,
I think that that's
here,
a solution.
Hold on here, Mark. I mean, that sounds like affirmative action and all that. I mean, it's sort of like
hire from your community to protect yourself.
Hold on. And how many people are, number one, how many are actually going to want to hire from that community? I mean, after all, how many times do you see black police being called Uncle Toms by other black people when confronted?
It's hard to recruit police all across the United States. Scott, thanks for the call tonight. Toll free number 855-453. We'll try to get you in here coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age. And I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it, other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then, I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio, and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us toll free here, 855-453. We'll try to sneak your call in. If you're already on the line, you've got a chance of getting on tonight. If you don't get in with us tonight, though, you can always call tomorrow night for our live Sunday edition. Mark, you're taking the night off because you're going to be emceeing an event for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
That's right. I do it every year, the Liberty Dinner, where they hand out the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's Liberty Rep Awards. And, you know, we find out who got A's, who got A pluses, and we find out who got the F's and who got the constitutional threats.
Yep, because that's something that happens here.
They won't be there.
Highly doubtful. We've actually got Liberty people that have moved to New Hampshire and have gotten active, and they created the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that does grade all of the state representatives here in New Hampshire. It's a huge undertaking every single year. So kudos to all those people who volunteer for that process, because I know it's a lot of them. And if you want to help them out, you can always go to nhliberty.org and learn more about the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance there. It's a great group. Even if you're not in New Hampshire, if you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, you want to help out one of the most effective groups making changes for more freedom, that's the group to assist. NHLiberty.org, they do some really great work. So we'll have, I think, Cody O'Connor from Off the Air Live and Bud joining us tomorrow night for the live Sunday edition. Because we continue on with live shows no matter which host is here. We're always here taking your phone calls and your Skypes. Skype username is lrn.fm. Hey, if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, please get behind the show for $5 a month via the Free Talk Live AMP program. You'd go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on the website. And your $5 a month does a huge amount for us. I mean, there's a lot of liberty organizations out there with multi-million-dollar budgets.
Not this one.
Yeah, we're getting $3,000 a month from the AMP program, and that's, you know, money that we invest into Free Talk Live that helps us get on new radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If you value what we do, please get behind us for the price of a fancy cup of coffee every month, and you get perks like access to the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only Facebook group, as well as the AMP only podcast. So get all the details, get signed up, amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun. Sean's in Newport Richey, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sean.
Hey there. Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to pose maybe a question and maybe a hypothesis.
Okay.
In regards to all the good shootings or justified shootings and the non-justified shootings, because first of all, let's face it, we have to have police. I mean, basically, they're there to protect the people that can't protect themselves. And the rest of us, we'll just use Smith & Wesson to protect ourselves. But is it possible that the vast number of the bad shootings, that there might be some sort of a commonality, a thread, that maybe the experience level of what they had before becoming a police officer and going into the police academy just as insufficient. Is it possible that those guys were just basically the bullies that couldn't get another job? Or is it possible that it's someone that didn't feel very strong, but they figure, I'll become a cop and I can boss people around, do whatever I want? Or maybe they have a level of fear within them and the reactions just aren't right, or just some sort of abuse of power.
There's been a lot of people hired. So Nixon began the war on drugs. Reagan expanded it with the Say No to Drugs campaign. Clinton then expanded it, too. And in this case, money keeps going down to departments to hire more people. I can't tell you what it was like prior to Nixon's expansion of the war on drugs as far as police officers goes. But what makes sense is if you increase the supply, you're going to have more of these bad apples. I wouldn't think for a second that every police officer is a bully, or everyone was picked on, or every one of this or that. But certainly there are going, if you make positions of power, people that want to abuse power are going to be attracted to those positions. Now, that doesn't mean every one of them, but the question is, how do departments handle that? Because I don't hear a lot about police officers being fired. In the marketplace, you know, back before there was a problem, you know.
There was that cop that was fired for wearing his boxer briefs as he was
mowing his lawn, which was strange. But you just don't get a lot of news stories that way. You should fire your worst performing 10% from any job so that they can go and work at a different job
now,
and be good at it.
The police unions protect the worst 10% as well. So, Sean, there's an interesting story that kind of happened to us here on Free Talk Live. One of our listeners was a police trainer, and we met him in real life. He's the real deal. He's not just some guy who just, you know, called the show to tell a story. He's real. And he told us that he had decided he was going to leave the profession. He was out of frustration because he'd seen the quality of police recruits decline over the decades that he's been doing the recruiting and training. Actually, he was a trainer for police departments. So he saw the quality declining to the point where he told us that toward the very end of his career, that it was like maybe 1 out of 10 of the potential recruits were actually the quality kind of person that he thought should be a police officer, and the rest of them, a lot of them were these badge heavies. That's slang term for people that want to wield power over peaceful people and, you know, be violent thugs, basically.
Right.
So there's definitely something going on where these bad people are absolutely attracted to policing, and then, well, if there are good cops left, they're too afraid of the bad cops to actually do anything and speak out and, you know, hold these bad cops accountable. It's a tragic situation. And before I let you go, I got a
basically outnumbered.
Yeah, well, I've got a technical question for you. You're listening on the radio in Newport Richey. It says to 98.3. Are we on pirate radio in Newport Richey?
No. 98.3. I'm actually driving between Miami and Newport Richey, and I was in basically between Fort Myers and Sarasota when I started listening to your station.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you're listening to WSRQ. Excellent. Great station in Sarasota. I appreciate your call tonight, man. Thanks. Drive safe. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. It's actually one of the stations we got our start on.
I'm just glad to hear you didn't run over an alligator on Alligator Alley.
855-450-3732. Your calls continuing with John in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI. Hello, John.
Good evening, guys.
Welcome.
First, I want to say that generally, when I generalize about a certain group of people, I realize really soon that I meet a really nice person. If I generalize negatively, I meet a really nice person, and I realize that's just people. But I want to say nationally, I hear often someone saying they're racially profiling, they're pulling me over because I'm black, or I'm a young black man, and I'm thinking, what do you want them to pull over? I'm just going to give an example. Grandmothers who are Asian. I mean, let's think about who's actually doing generally. I know most people are fine, but who's doing the crimes? It isn't.
Well, you don't just get to pull someone over because you know black people might, you know, a black male, a young black male might be more likely to commit a crime than an Asian old female. And that's not, you know, there's not reasonable suspicion to pull somebody over.
Correct. That's true. There's more to it, though. At 12 o'clock at night, I don't see very many grandmothers driving. I do see young people generally. And if you go to crime areas, the high crime areas, statistically, generally, it happens to be blacks. Not always. And I know it's everybody. But if you go percentage-wise, you're not going to pull over grandmothers or grandfathers, general. So percentage-wise, you're going to pull over young people who are male, who are, example, are not Japanese, percentage-wise. I'm not.
But you need to have a reason to pull them over.
You're familiar with the thousand-year-old tradition and common law of probable cause, right?
I'm not a police person, so I'm sorry.
But, let me tell you, you need a charge to pull somebody over, and it shouldn't be a crappy one.
Cool, yeah, exactly. But it's who's in the vehicle? Is it the grandmother? Percentage-wise, at that
right.
time...
You're repeating yourself, but thank you for the call tonight, John. I get your point. Let's continue. We've got Larry in Tallahassee listening to WVFT. Hello, Larry.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Is this a free speech zone?
You can't say the F word or a couple other words, but for the most part, you can say what you want.
You can interact.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about firing police. I think a lot of them down here had their lunch money stolen from on the school bus, and they think putting on the uniform is going to get even somehow. But what I wanted to say is that you talked about them getting fired. And what happened in Maryland? That guy broke his own back? All these policemen have been exonerated.
You're talking about Freddie Gray.
Yeah. But whenever they usurp the power to punish or the use of legitimate violence is what I call it, is their occupant. That's if they do that and feel that legitimate violence is their occupational prerogative and monopoly, that's where we, you know, that's where we get into this thing about violence.
Well, and they know they're untouchable. Not only is it that part of their job, but it's also something
and,
that, you know,
and those that I don't have away most with often the poor, the ignorant, the friendless, and so no one complains except the ACLU. But
yep.
This gratuitous rudeness.
And there's too many cases. There's too many cases for the ACLU to take. I wish we had more time, but we don't. Larry, thanks for the call tonight. There's so many people who are taken advantage of. If every one of them called the ACLU would say, I'm sorry, we understand this is a tough case, but we just don't have the manpower for this. So, he's absolutely right. They pick on the poor and the defenseless and the people who don't know their rights and the young people and the uneducated. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, if you want to learn more about your rights, visit copblock.org. We'll see you at freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.